Sefer HaMitzvos is for everyone. Let's learn Sefer HaMitzvos. Are you ready? Great! Today, we learn four mitzvos about a nazir. Do you remember what a nazir is? A nazir is someone who makes a promise to stop doing some kinds of things so they'll be closer to Hashem. A person doesn't have to be a nazir forever. They should say how long they promise to be a nazir for. What kinds of things does a nazir stop doing? A nazir doesn't cut their hair. A nazir doesn't drink wine or eat grapes. A nazir is not allowed to become tamei from someone who passes away. The Torah tells us special mitzvahs for a nazir to keep their promise. Do you like grapes? I like grapes. They are so yummy. But a person is not allowed to eat any grapes while they are a nazir. Do you think a nazir can eat the parts of grapes that aren't yummy and juicy? The Torah tells us no! There are even mitzvahs about it. Some grapes have seeds inside. Today's first mitzvah is that a nazir is not even allowed to eat the grape seeds. Grapes have peels. Today's second mitzvah is that a nazir is not allowed to eat the peels from grapes. Even though they aren't the juicy part of a grape, a nazir is still not allowed to eat them. Another thing that the nazir promises not to do is not to get tumas meis. What is tumas meis? Tumas meis is a kind of tumah that comes when a person is nifter, when a person passes away. A neshama has so much kedusha. After a person finishes the shlichos Hashem gave them in the world, Hashem takes their neshama back to Shamayim. That is when a person is nifter. Because so much kedusha went away, tumah can come. If a person is in the same house as a person who is nifter, they can get tumas meis. Today's third mitzvah is that a nazir is not allowed to go into a house where there is someone who was nifter, because then the nazir would get tumas meis. Another way to get tumas meis is if someone touches or carries someone who was nifter. Today's fourth mitzvah is that a nazir is not allowed to touch or carry someone who was nifter. When a nazir does these things, they're keeping their promise to Hashem. Yay! You learned today's Sefer HaMitzvos. That's great!